From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The heat wave that's blanketing the East Coast is expected to stay put for the rest of the week. Danielle Carson says forecasters have an explanation for what's happening in the region.
The expression, fun in the sun, probably doesn't apply to people living in the hot zone this week. Blame Mother Nature. It has a stagnant high-pressure system sitting over the area. Meteorologist Bruce Sullivan compares it to a bicycle pump.
When you press down a bicycle pump, it warms. So that air is sinking and heating the air below, and it's just been sitting over the area for several days.
If it's any comfort to people living in the suburbs, Sullivan says cities are getting blasted with hotter temps because they absorb more solar energy.
You got a lot of buildings, asphalt, and they just trap heat. So you'll typically see in the major cities temperatures about 10 degrees warmer than areas outside the city.
The National Weather Service says not to expect any relief until the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Residents throughout Southern California are reeling from a moderate earthquake that struck south of Palm Springs. NPR's Richard Gonzalez says he felt it in Los Angeles.
I saw and heard nothing breaking or any glass shattering or anything like that, just a soft rumble that caused me to get out of my seat and look around.
The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 5.4 tremor was followed by several aftershocks. There are no reports of injuries or major damage. Federal authorities are investigating the collision of a sightseeing boat and a barge in Philadelphia. The tour boat was stalled on the Delaware River when it was knocked over by the barge. 37 people went overboard and two remain missing. There is a flurry of activity surrounding five of the suspects in the Russian spy case. U.S. and Russian diplomats are holding meetings, and the five have been ordered to New York. NPR's Margo Adler says the activity comes amid word of a possible spy swap between the U.S. and Russia.
The meeting was between Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs William Burns and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. A State Department spokesman said the main purpose was to review a recent diplomatic meeting, but the spy case did come up. Several court hearings in Boston and Alexandria, Virginia, were canceled as suspects were ordered to New York City. And the brother of a man serving a prison sentence for spying in Russia told reporters in Moscow that the U.S. and Russia were working on a spy exchange. He said he was shown a list of spies held in Russia who might be part of a swap. 10 U.S. suspects were arrested last month. The 11th fled. All were charged with conspiracy to act as unregistered agents of a foreign government. Some were also charged with money laundering. No secrets were uncovered. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
A tropical depression is threatening to disrupt oil cleanup operations in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says the system is likely to head across the southern Gulf toward the Texas-Mexico border tomorrow. It could bring heavy rain and strong winds to the area within the next few days. This is NPR News. President Obama says the U.S. is moving toward its goal of doubling exports within 5 years. Mr. Obama says U.S. trade grew by 17% in the first 4 months of the year. The Commerce Department says imports were even higher during the period, up 19.5%. The administration has been criticized by business and free trade groups who say the government is not doing enough to boost U.S. sales overseas. The president says he's named an advisory group to focus on that issue. French prosecutors have opened an investigation into allegations that the country's richest woman secretly funded President Nicolas Sarkozy's election campaign. Eleanor Beardsley reports that the allegations have plunged the French government into crisis and hindered its ability to carry out crucial economic reforms.
Allegations that Lillian Bettencourt, heiress to the L'Oreal cosmetics fortune, handed over a brown paper bag with $200,000 in cash to a Sarkozy fundraiser came from the Grande Dame's former accountant. The man accused of accepting the cash is today none other than the French labor minister, Eric Woerth, who is trying to reform the country's retirement system. French law limits donations to parties to $10,000 per person per year. Only $200 may be given in cash. Woerth denied the allegations on national television, saying he was the victim of slander. He said he wished people would take more interest in big issues such as health care and pension reform rather than in scandals. Woerth is one of Sarkozy's key allies. The French president's approval rating is at an all-time low of 26%. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Asian stocks soared in early trading Thursday following Wall Street's best day in 6 weeks. Tokyo's Nikkei is up more than 2.5%. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.